Hi there, welcome to the group, Jean-Philippe. Okay, let me answer you this question about the question about the X-Touch. So the first thing you have to do, actually, is disable your X-Touch from the media devices. You don't need it there, because that would cause errors. I'm pretty sure of it. Even though I don't have an X-Touch, but disable that as control messages. No, you don't need that part. So what you need to do is, okay, let me do, okay, I locked the recording so I can demo that. I'm going to use, as an example, a Korg source, a Korg surface. First of all, let me put JAWS in English. That's, and I'm using JAWS, so it's the same screen reader. So what you have to do, once you get to preferences, which I'm trying to do, there you go.
Automatically C, both this security setting will compatibility 1 of 5. C, J, control/ask/web.
Control/OSC/web, whatever. Now, I already added my control surface.
Tab, edit, type into tab, find button to add tab, okay button to tab, cancel button to tab, control surfaces/ask/web, control list 1 list 2, not selected web browser interface, http://end, Mackie control 20v0.8.3.4 dev read 6.
Right, I have that. Now I can remove this and redo it.
Tab, control surfaces/ask/web, control tab, control surfaces/ask/web, control edit button to activate, press space bar.
Or I can press edit and show you, yeah, I will edit, so I don't have to remove anything. I'm going to hit shift space on that.
Shift space, Reaper preferences dialog, control surface settings
now,
dialog, control surface mode, combo box, Mackie control 26.
I'm using Clinky, but you don't need to. You can try it if you want, but you don't need to. So here you choose the surface. Now, here's the trick. To choose the output and input, the inputs and outputs, you go.
Tab, okay button, tab, cancel button.
Cancel button. But instead of doing a space or tab or alt, whatever, you just do down arrow.
MIDI input, combo box, NATO control 21/Bob.
Right? MIDI input, it's there. Now, to go to your MIDI output, you need to use the touch cursor in JAWS. So you enable that.
Touch cursor. Apply full sound, MIDI output.
It says MIDI output.
MIDI output, Casella Combinata collapsed. NATO control 21.
You've got a combo box here. It says collapsed. You hit enter on it.
NATO control 21 control. Touch PC cursor.
And now you are in the MIDI output. If we do
NATO control 21 control 506.
Alright. We can hear
title is Reaper preferences control.
That is MIDI output basically by doing
root JAWS to PC land. 1.1.0.1.3
well,
PC.
Not reading, but basically as you heard, I did touch cursor with shift and plus on the numeric pad. Or number pad, I did a couple of right arrows and I went to the MIDI output. After that, you just hit OK, you choose your output, you hit OK, and you're good to go. Now I'm going to escape because
I actually don't want any modification
to my control surfaces that it was already OK. So, but for you, instead of choosing edit, you're going to choose add. And you're going to choose Mackie and you're going to choose your input and output as I showed you. And I hope this is helpful for other people, other JAWS user. With NVDA is a bit different. If you want, guys, I can demo that. And yeah, let me know. But this is how you do input and output control surfaces in JAWS. And Jean-Philippe, remember to disable the X-Touch in the MIDI devices because that will throw an error at you. And I can't send the message, which is kind of cool. There you go, found it.